A typical teenager is someone who's going through a very unique, transformative stage of development where they're trying to figure out who they are, what they like, what kind of person they want to be in the world. They're very influenced at this stage by their peers, but also models in society, so role models in society. They become much more fixated on certain interests that belong to a particular way of being. So they get very into certain types of music or certain people that are in their sort of world that can influence them. They are much more, because of the changes that are going on in their brains and in their bodies, they're much more up and down in their mood. They are starting to become very challenging in terms of rejecting sort of parental influence in favour of spending time with peers and connecting with their peers. And that goes back to a sort of evolutionary need to leave the nest and strike out on your own. And develop your own tribe. So, in order to do that and make that move, you need to develop your own ideas and beliefs, which is why they seem very strongly opinionated, even though they haven't had what most adults would consider the right amount of life experience to hold their opinions with such conviction.
So a parent wouldn't necessarily need to worry if this is how their child was acting and behaving then.
No, not at all. This is perfectly typical for a teenager. Lows and episodes of anxiety, so episodes of low mood and episodes of anxiety, are all perfectly normal and to be expected as part of teenage development, as are increased arguments, increased conflict at home. Not wanting to spend time with you, spending much more time obsessed with their phones or their electronic gadgets than they are wanting to be with family.